Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, The Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite on UPR and Radio. And this is Friday night, October 18th, 2019. Tonight, I have a really good show for you. And I have my very good friend, who's an awesome activist, Julie Levine, come on. And we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to definitely talk about 5G and not only what it is, but what possibly we can do about it, and touch base on smart meters. If y'all don't know what that is, you really need to. And we'll talk a little bit about the Green New Deal. Welcome, Julie. How are you?
I'm great, Kathy. It's wonderful to be on your show. Really good to be back in touch. I'm doing well. So where to begin? Would you like me to just launch into this, or?
Well, tell everybody a little bit about you.
Okay. Sure. I live in Topanga, California, in Southern California now, although originally from the New York area, and grew up in South America, and have always been somebody, because of my background and growing up in other countries and seeing the role that the United States in particular played in those countries. I was educated early on to the fact that the so-called democracy that we were promoting had a lot more to do with financial interest and capitalism and world economic markets and such. And because I saw that that type of greed and exploitation was not in the best interest of the planet or all its life forms, I became involved as an activist from a pretty early age around peace and justice, environment, all kinds of causes like that. And that has continued to be a life commitment of mine, although I did do it through the social service community for a long time, you know, on a policy level. And then I was a part of Occupy Wall Street, Occupy LA, Occupy Wall Street. And during that time, the police were using scrambler type equipment and things to break up our protests. And those are actually radio frequencies, the millimeter waves, the same thing that are used for 4G and much of what is powering the 5G infrastructure, which are in fact tools of warfare and ways to control and to target people. So during that time, I started getting sick. Like I'd get dizzy, I'd get shaking under me, I'd have, vomiting and diarrhea. I really became quite ill until finally, after eliminating a lot of variables, I went to a place that was completely off grid and away from any kind of, we'll call this, it's microwave radiation. And I started sleeping again. I started feeling better, feeling like I wanted to live again because I'd been so ill. I really was just wasting away. So, anyway, so that must be more than, yeah, that was quite a long expo. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just, you just going over it real quick. You went mm-hmm. to protest and the people there were hit with microwaves.
That's
energy,
right.
And that's
correct.
Made you very, very energy sensitive.
Yes. It did. Although I do believe, Kathy, that we are all affected by these waves. And the United States government completely knows it, as does the telecommunications industry. I mean, our own studies prove it. The National Institute of Health, National Toxicology Program, 14-year study. Results just came out. And even though they try to cover it up or say, oh, it only had to do with rats. I mean, we study rats because our DNA are similar. The study showed clear evidence of seven types of cancers, epidemiology problems, immune disorders, loss of fertility, sperm count, etc. I mean, it's really quite damning. And our own Navy studies dating back to the early 70s as well showed the same thing. And we use these as tools of warfare. So it should come as no shock that, you know, the fact that this is happening in the middle of the night and suddenly people are getting a higher power poles and power lines, because 5G takes a lot of power, to put the final pieces onto the matrix, the electric matrix that will completely target us everywhere, move around with us wherever we are, using our cell phones and or smart meters. Yeah, it's the final bit in the internet.
Let's go backwards a little bit. For those of people that really don't know what 5G is, can you explain it?
Sure. And, you know, to me, it's kind of odd. You know, here they are really putting 5G in as we speak. And yet, why is it that we have no information about this? Why is it that no one really knows or understands it, or the extent that they do, what they know is being driven by, you know, the corporate media, right? And so I'm backing into this, but I'll just say that because, like, the New York Times did a cover article, you know, 5G is safe, and if you don't believe this, then you're, like, you know, believing Russian conspiracy theories.
Well, they've got football people out there saying how wonderful it is, the football clubs, that they've got 5G in football, and everybody should.
Or the cancer commercial by Verizon. Oh, we're going to be able to cure cancer now with 5G because we'll have these X-ray images. Oh yeah, right, by the cancers that you cause, the brain tumors. Really. So what 5G is and what 5G isn't. First of all, 5G is all about not you having access to data, they're having access to your data. $11 trillion a year. Of profits from the marketing of your data in ways that they never could before. They will know where you are at every time, at every place without fail. They will be able to target you, what makes them think that they wouldn't, right? Particularly people like me who speak out against them, go figure. It is an infrastructure. So as I mentioned, actually, 4G, which is what we are now, we're talking about the next generation of cell phones, but of course, it's much more than that. And I'm going to describe that in a minute, but we're right now in the 4G period, if you will. 4G has never been tested, thanks to the total collusion between the FCC, which is the part of the government that's responsible for regulating this stuff and has nobody really to regulate, nor do they want to, because it's a revolving door with the industry, you know, blah, 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 and as so many. And the collusion, et cetera, the failure to monitor, not one science or medical staff. So there's been zero studies done that, you know, government sanctioned, other than this 14-year study, which just came out, which was extremely damning. And the results were completely replicated by the Ramazani Institute, a very prestigious institute in Italy, complete replication of the results. So we know, and that they know, how damning this stuff is. The telecommunications industry is not insurable. Lloyd's of London will not insure them because they know the harm that this causes. These are microwaves. These are weaponry. And the level that we're being exposed to, I mean, our bodies have natural energy, as you said, you know, electricity. And this is an artificial electricity, and they're just pounding so much quintessimally more levels of it on us, like constantly. We're being barraged with this, and it does disrupt our DNA, even at, quote, non-thermal levels. It is still disrupting our DNA. It is causing heating, and it is causing harm, leading to these cancers and everything else, and we really need to stop it. So it's an infrastructure. It includes small cell towers. And oh, by the way, it not only is it the final piece in the Internet of Things and the Matrix, if you will, it's an energy surveillance grid. It was designed for the military, by the military, ultimately was contracted out. But that's the whole thing. It's about our surveillance and their profit. And it includes small cell towers every 500 or so feet, every 3 to 8 homes across the planet. 20,000 satellites beaming this microwave pulse, this signal down to the entire Earth, and tons of 4G antennas everywhere, which, as I said, was never tested. 5G is at least 100 times more radiating than 4G, and 4G was never tested. Every level becomes more radiating. 3G was, and they found all of this harm.
You made the remark that, you know, why we can't see this going up. Have you ever in the past seen a cell phone tower go up. And, you know, those popped up all over the place. And all of a sudden you're looking and there's cell phone towers everywhere.
Everywhere.
Especially on the mainland. And I'm going, how come I've never seen one go up? Who puts these?
They put them in like between like midnight and 5 a.m. or something like that.
And then here in Hawaii, some of these cell phone towers, they will they make them look like palm trees.
Oh, yeah. We got cactus. We've got palm trees. We've got fir, like evergreen trees. Aren't they lovely? Carcinogenic. Carcinogenic, but, you know, lovely, right?
Yeah, aren't there some countries actually not allowing 5G to go up?
It's complicated. Remember, the world is corporate driven right now, and this is a lot of money behind this 5G, you know. So everybody's competing with everybody. Their corporations are competing with our corporations, you know, corporate governments. But there are places where, like the Poland prime minister has spoken out against it. The Netherlands, they put it on hold for a bit at least, because I think there was, from what I understand, there were like tons of birds that fell out of the sky dead. And then Brussels, I believe, has halted it for now. But it's not to say, I mean, the drive to move it forward is still very, very big. What's exciting, because this is obviously is an uphill battle, it's not like we're under illusions that we're necessarily going to win. I mean, 5G is being installed all around me right now. But we are, you know, definitely moving forward with possible lawsuits against the FCC, which we feel is not even able to regulate based on their current ridiculously high levels, which are higher than most anywhere else on Earth, by the way, what is allowed in terms of radiation here because of this collusion with telecom. The Clinton administration signed the Telecommunications Act of 1996, Section 704, which basically precludes any challenges to any of this infrastructure based on environment, which has been interpreted to mean or include health, which is unconstitutional and illegal. And I believe that the onus should be on them to prove this technology is safe and healthy, which of course they can't prove because it isn't, rather than on us to prove that it isn't.
Well, look what they do with cell phones. I know 30 years ago, they came out with an article, and I think it was Popular Science. Of course, you all read Popular Science, right?
Yeah.
And they did this experiment with rats, our friends, and they put a cell phone next to a rat's cage for 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And they said when they checked the rat after a week, that the rat's brain had enough holes in it, likened to somebody who had a severe case of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just from a cell phone.
Definite link to Alzheimer's. Definite link to dementia and Alzheimer's. No question about it. Hearing loss. I mean, all kinds of crazy things that come together with this, but you're absolutely correct. You know, where I live in, you know, Southern California, where you used to live, there are, you know, a lot of mountain lions still, and they mostly collar them, and then they tag them, and they put like these huge radio collars on them with these frequencies on it, all kinds of crazy frequencies on it, and they're big, and they claim, oh, you know, they're fine with it. Well, they're not fine. They're dying. They're dying from, you know, pesticides and things like that, Roundup, but they're, you know, and from crossing highways, but they're absolutely also dying from being disoriented from these horrible, you know, frequencies that are, you know.
Let me tell you about something else I learned. You know, these clothes that have RFD and where you can plug your phone in and listen and recharge and everything, and they're vests. You know, summer jackets, but a lot of these kids that are wearing them are having heart attacks from it.
I know. Well, you know, the all the rage are these like eye watches,
yeah,
you know, or Fitbits. Yes. These things are radiating people all the time. People are getting heart palpitations from them. They're getting skin rashes. Yes. But of course, you know, who's being told about the dangers?
Nobody, just something cool.
Cool, and it's kind of ironic because it's used to, quote, regulate health once again. You know, let's put our entire life and everything at the hands of these giant corporations whose only interest is to market to us. Why are we allowing them to determine how we live our lives? I mean, when you look around and you see how addicted people have become to their, quote, smart devices, you know, calling out, you know, it used to be like we fought wiretapping. Now we ask our wiretap to tell us how to cook the chicken dinner. You know, please give me a break, you know.
Easy, you know.
Every cool new device is fine. Who cares if it's the NSA? Who cares if it's there to control and manipulate us? Like, what's up, guys? Why can't we look at each other instead of looking at our thing all the time? We've forgotten how to communicate and to love.
You know, we're old school, my dear. I mean, there's so many times I hardly use my cell phone. I still have an old landline in my
Brilliant.
You know, I didn't ever let my kids have cell phones until they were 18 and they could afford them on their own. And my one son still doesn't have a phone. He's got his phone is through his iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's electromagnetic energy, but a little bit different. And I've kept it away from them as long as I could. Is there anything that you know that we can do to protect ourselves from 5G, or, you know, let's go backwards a little bit more. And, you know, we've talked about smart stuff, and but what is a smart meter?
Right, well, let me start with protect ourselves from 5G, and it's not unrelated to what's a smart meter, but I do want to address your first question. The only way to protect yourself from 5G is to stop it. We are in the time where we are facing our total, really, control and ultimate annihilation. And I know that sounds really alarmist and conspiracy theory and everything, but I'm neither of those things. Their ability to control us electrically through wireless technology, to the extent that they will be able to with this final piece, is just like over the top. And the only time, once that happens, our ability to have any kind of autonomy and ability to protest, to say no, to have any determination about our collective future as a planet really goes away. So I really want to say there's an urgency about people organizing now locally to stop 5G. There's a group called 5gcrisis.com that you can go to that lists local places that are organizing near you. We're listed there, 5G Free California and 5G Free Topanga and beyond. We're listed on the 5G crisis site. I think this is a fight that's worth having, and it's a time-limited fight, but requires all of us to stand up collectively. Children are four times more susceptible to this type of radiation. We're being guinea pigs to this. We're not even guinea pigs. They know it's harmful, so we do need to do that. Now, you can protect yourself to some extent in your home, although when you have a cell tower right next to your home, you know, go figure, and the radiation levels allowable are too high, and they don't even monitor. So many, many, many places are way beyond their own ridiculously high limits. So there is no way once it's there. And because it's planet-wide and it includes the satellites, it really will mean that all of nature will be affected by these frequencies. It seems at worst, highly arrogant and short-sighted. So that was the first question. The second question that you were asking me was about the smart meters. And smart meters have been a very important piece of this all along. It was the smart meters that were like the main component that was going to allow us to get to 5G, or the final part, as I mentioned, of the Internet of Things. Because it is pulsing all the time in your home, digitally sending your data to the company so that they can market it for profit. All of this is enabled by 5G will then activate the devices in your home and create a pulsing, a microwave pulse constantly. I mean, we're talking about millions of pulses a second between all of your appliances, your phone, your smart meter. Everything in your house will be collecting your data and moving around with you everywhere constantly at the expense of your health for their profit. So smart meters are really a key piece in this, which is why, because there was so much pressure, they initially in some places allowed an opt-out. And, you know, that opt-out is slightly a myth anyway, because they made it very clear that opt-out would be time-specific and there would be a time when they would no longer allow an opt-out, and that's already happening. You're already seeing the companies saying, oh, we don't have any more analogs and blah-de-da-da-da. And, you know, and if you try to replace them, you can get stuck with a felony for, you know, tampering with their equipment. So they have egress and everything. Yeah. So this is the time really to be taking to the streets and to be organizing. Whether you, you know that this, okay, one thing I say to people is, look, this is not like some people are sensitive, you know, this is like all of us are hurt by this stuff, and it's an invisible hurt, like tobacco was for all those years. It's a covered up and invisible hurt because they're covering up the data, and you cannot see the harm. But think about it. How many people, when they're on their phones, especially when they're up against their head, start feeling like headaches or tingling or heating or sweating? I think most people would have to admit that they do, or tingling in their hands when they're holding the phone, all of these things. Any kind of heat, these are all indications something is not healthy for the human body. You know, if we really think about it, we'll realize. And there's many things we can do in our own homes. One, you know, if you've opted out, keep that opt-out going as long as you can on your smart meter. But there is some shielding for smart meters, but it's unfortunately, you know, smart meter guards and whatnot at less EMF and some of these other places. But the truth is that the way it works, it will find a way to get in and to get what it needs digitally, you know, wirelessly, that will happen. So that's one thing. Another thing is, you know, there's like shielding paint you can use for houses, won't protect you when you go out. Faraday cages that you can even sleep in. I know I have for many years.
What's a cage?
Yeah.
Explain what that is to everybody.
A Faraday cage is like basically some kind of a metallic box that keeps out any kind of microwaves, keeps out any kind of external signal. So this is used, like the reason that sound studios are kind of like enclosed metal kinds of things is that because they're creating sound inside, they want to keep out outside sound waves out. If you don't have any kind of electrical stuff inside, though, and you have a metal, it doesn't have to be a solid metal, it can be like a mesh, like a chicken wire type thing, as long as it completely is encased, there can be no area that isn't covered. It has to really cover everywhere, otherwise the signal will find a way to get in. But if you're completely enmeshed in it, it will keep out most of these signals and protect you inside of it. So I had it all built around my bed.
I can see me redecorating my house with chicken wire.
You know, it's not terribly attractive. You could put, it wasn't great for my romantic life. Let's put it that way. why are you not laughing, Kathy?
I am. It's like, kinky, come on.
So how much more time do we have?
30 minutes.
Okay. So I would love to talk a little bit about this Green New Deal.
Okay, I do. But I've got one quick question because somebody did this question. And there's a lot of people in the Detroit area that he knows that is coming down with thymus problems and, mm-hmm. you know, issues. And he just asked me, do you think it could possibly be because of 5G going up? And, you know, and then of course we brought up Fukushima and radiation.
So, yes. And I also think that, you know, again, this is somewhat controversial. But, you know, people will tell you, again, you're a real quack, and they'll use that to pretty much disregard anything else you have to say. But I do think that there is, whether you want to call it chemtrails or something else, there's definitely particulate stuff that's in the air these days that I think is leading to a lot of sinus issues and allergic reactions. So there's that. Certainly Fukushima and those kinds of things contribute to it, as does the spraying of Roundup, you know, and herbicides and whatnot in our environment. But yes, one of the symptoms also of EMF, of, you know, this type of reaction includes allergy symptoms, and it includes sinus reactions. Absolutely.
Wow. Damn it.
Yep.
To live on this planet, doesn't it? Jeez.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And, you know, in deciding that we were going to pursue a lawsuit, because we really do want to protect people from this type of harm, and, you know, we also want to protect low-income people where, frankly, they've received a lot of this stuff early on, you know, not just our own communities. When we were looking for attorneys, we had a terrible time finding an attorney that would represent us, because the attorneys were saying to us, look, you know, first of all, telecommunications industry is just way too powerful, and it's so embedded in the government that we just don't feel that we could win a lawsuit. That was the first thing that they said. And the second thing they said was, it's such a complicated issue because it's so embedded in the Green New Deal. So I don't know, like, everybody who are audience on this show, and to the extent that people believe that climate change is or is not real, I absolutely believe that it's real, that science shows that it is absolutely real. It is something we do need to be greatly concerned about, sea level rise, everything else. That having been said, I'm also very concerned with the Green New Deal, because the Green New Deal includes a lot of emphasis on this smart grid technology, this is like, you know, smart meters, all of this stuff, again, that's carcinogenic. And I don't think something can be both carcinogenic and green. I from what I understand, it also includes, you know, an openness to nuclear power. Now, I don't know if that's fission. I don't know enough about that, but it's maybe they think it's cleaner, but I think we have a lot of evidence to show that nuclear power is not safe. And if it's not safe, it's not clean. So, you know, we need to find absolutely clean energy alternatives, no question about it, ways to do solar, ways to do wind. But again, even there, we need to be careful that these smart technologies that are connected to them are not too close to people's homes or communities, because they can be very, very, very harming. So,
who created the Green New Deal? Who put that together?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I don't know exactly who put it together. I know that a lot of, like, the Al Gore, you know, type, and probably Bill Kibbins, you know, 360.org. But certainly Al Gore, who is not a friend of mine, was very influential, you know, as we know from his films, you know, in this whole discussion and this movement. And his company, I wish I could know what it was called, not Green Media Tech or something, but it's like, no, Green, I should remember this name, but it's not coming to me right now. But he has a company that's like worth like billions of dollars in this industry, like a lot. And they stand to benefit a lot from these smart meters, smart grids, smart everythings. And that's his company. And, you know, again, like, you know, some young people who are involved in these movements are being used by interests that are really about profit and not really mindful of human health.
Well, let me ask you another question. I'm going to jump back to the microwave and where's the smart meters? Okay, people have smart refrigerators, smart, supposedly everything, smart beds and that. And a lot of places have been having explosions out of nowhere. You know, homes, restaurants, you know, all different types of buildings, you know, like a house will just explode. Do you think it could be because of all this smart technology?
It could be. I know for one thing that this stuff is totally hackable, like really hackable. That's a huge thing in terms of national security, but it's a huge thing in terms of people being able to break in and do whatever. But I've heard about explosions. I've also heard about smart meter fires. That's also been a concern. You know, I like the old meters with the little clock faces on them. And, you know, they were, you know, you could see what's going on. You just had to look, you know, God forbid. But, you know, that involves more money for more technicians coming out and looking. And, you know, that might mean that the company might make $1 billion less, you know. So.
Okay, so let's get back to the Green New Deal. And all right, I have to ask you, what do you think about Greta?
Oh, I think she's incredibly moving and dynamic. And, you know, I just love how she's speaking truth to power the way that she is. And I just love the way she has them running scared.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I feel the same way.
Yeah. She's amazing.
You know, anybody that can actually help with awareness, you know, I have to honor. And the kids are starting to do more than adults.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a legal observer with the National Lawyers Guild. I think you know that. And I've been legal observing with this Extinction Rebellion group. And they are very powerful climate, you know, activists, young people who are doing direct action. They're being trained in nonviolent civil disobedience. And, you know, they're really, you know, putting it up a notch, if you will. And it's a pleasure to be able to support, you know, them and, you know.
Mm-hmm. So do you think all this stuff is part of Agenda 21, trying to get rid of the population?
You know, I have come to the point in my life where when people say, oh, this is just conspiracy theorists, I say, look, government and corporations behind it have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're psychopathic, that they will kill for profit, that really is just about greed and anything else. So once you realize the genocide that they're responsible for, once you realize their real motive, and their lack of regard in any way for humanity, you realize that really any of this is possible. Do I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt? No, Kathy, but do I think that it's certainly possible that this is part of a depopulation plan, that they don't need so many consumers anymore because they have robots now anyway? They don't need little, you know, us little workers, you know, being exploited, you know, some of us not employed, so everybody's wages can be driven down, because a lot of it can be done by computers now, artificial intelligence, which is all 5G driven, by the way. So.
Wow. Well, let's talk more about the Green New Deal, because it's fascinating what you're saying, how it all ties together.
Well, I'm trying to get an audience with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a hero of mine. I think she's phenomenal. But she believes 5G is like this great thing for low-income people because it levels the playing field for, you know, internet, so-called. It doesn't really, because you don't even have net neutrality anymore. So, of course, it's all about ability to pay anyway. But the other thing is, of course, 5G, that powers the self-driving cars. And you know, which are seen as energy efficient. But by the way, the amount of fossil fuels that it takes to power 5G is just like off the charts. So it doesn't even make sense from that point of view. That's why they're putting up the higher electric poles and the why they're putting in the higher voltage power lines. I know where I live, it went from 4,000 volts to 16,000, and people started getting sick that lived anywhere near those power lines, having trouble sleeping. That's one of the early symptoms as well.
Well, it sounds like that the smart equipment costs a lot of money, and the high guys get the lower end. That's what I do. I've got a refrigerator that works. It knows how to get cold. That's how smart it is. Yeah. Same thing with my washer and dryer. I got the cheapest one out there. It washes my clothes. I have four or five different settings. I have a propane dryer. So the smart depends that I don't screw it up. You know what I mean?
All right.
So the less that we have of that, the better off.
I think
we
smart
are.
Is dumb. Smart is dumb because it's taking away our control, our power, and our autonomy and giving it over to them.
You know, we're into what I call reptilian doublespeak. And that's also Orwellian because they say it's reverse speech. And Trump's a good example. Whatever he says, he means the opposite.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So he'll say something and then the next time he'll change his mind, but that's what he really meant to begin with. So it's doublespeak, and it's how they confuse people. And, you know, like you said, smart is dumb. So simplify your life. You don't need all that high tech stuff. And learn about Faraday cages because we might all need one. But I do know of people that are also checking into it and out there searching for people that are inventors that are trying to come up with something now to negate the 5G.
Well, there's nothing that's going to negate 5G. We've got to stop it from coming up. Now's the opportunity, so we should get going and working on that right now while we have an opportunity. And I could not say that strongly enough. The breath, in my opinion, is pretty much hocus pocus because we're talking about a level of radiation that will be blanketing the entire planet. Maybe we can be protected in our homes, but we cannot be protected when we go out. And who wants to live as a hostage in our own home?
Or go around with that chicken wire around everything.
Yeah.
Here's my car, please. You know, you have to go under the chicken wire.
That's right.
But, oi. Wow.
We have reached the time where, you know, government and the corporation are kind of like one. And they are not a loving force that in some way is helping us. They do not view us as their friends or as their citizenry. They view us as something to surveil and profit from. And, you know, until we decide to take this back and people decide to prioritize something other than, you know, television and prescription drugs and alcohol and ball games and whatever, and say, you know, why don't I decide to put on the front burner? Let's save the friggin' planet. You know, let's all rise up together and say, enough. We've had enough wireless in our environment. We've had enough Monsanto in our environment. We've had enough profiting off of schools, off of jails, off of everything. Let's take it back, guys, gals. Let's do this.
And we're talking, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they both parties are at blame.
Absolutely. I mean, I myself always thought, oh, you know, the Democrat, this way I was raised. I understand people were raised differently. I thought, oh, they were the better ones. They cared more about the people and the poor. They were more compassionate. Okay, that may be true somewhere, somehow. But at this point, both parties are owned by corporations. And this issue around this proliferation of wireless radiation in our environments and the harm to human life, we find there's a lot of unanimous support across the aisle, because you know what? children who get brain tumors in these schools with the brain and with the cell towers, like really near me in California, you know, this just happens to Republicans and Democratic children. I mean, if children are even that, you know, this is really about the people versus the corporation anymore. And both sides are complicit, and both sides take money from the telecommunications industry. And people say, is Trump responsible for pushing the 5G? And I'm like, you know, Trump is pushing 5G, but so was everybody before him pushing 5G. So they're all pushing it.
Yeah. And it's also kids in school with just the Wi-Fis that they put in is affecting their life. You see what we're doing to our young, you know, we're harming them.
I've been working closely with this attorney from Israel named Daphna Takover, and she was responsible for getting some kind of regulations around Wi-Fi in schools in Israel, where, you know, the youngest kids don't have any exposure. And as they go up, they give them a few more hours, whatever. But, you know, it's not enough, but it was something. I mean, here in this country, there's just a total disregard. And again, it is the new tobacco. This is a huge amount of harm. It's completely covered up. We're being minimized. We're being made, you know, the tinfoil hats. This is not real science. These are just some minimalists. Well, it's not true. We have, like I said, I mean, our own National Institute of Health, I mean, study is pretty much hard to argue with that. So, I'd say it's really important not to just buy into what you hear. Be careful, because people I've thought been very intelligent people are basically mouthing information that comes straight out of, if they're Democrats, MSNBC, CNN, Bill Maher, you name it, or if they're Republicans, Fox News and Breitbart, and you name it. And it's same thing. It's just another version of propaganda. We really need to think outside the box and make sure our critical thinking skills are intact.
What are you doing to protect yourself?
I don't do anything to protect myself. I mean, from EMF. I mean, no, that's not true. I mean, I was going to say from government surveillance and targeting. I'm pretty fearless. And if it comes down to it, you know, I hope they give me some kind of pill I can take quick. But in the interim, I'm going to keep fighting. So, but no, in my home, I am completely hardwired. I'm talking to you on a corded phone. I don't have a smart meter. I did opt out early on. I don't use Wi-Fi, which means I live in an area where I don't even have cell service where I live, and I prefer it that way. I'm hoping that remains. It's not going to remain that way, because they're doing stuff in the middle of the night here too. But you know, I'll figure it out. Got attorneys. And what else do I do?
Would you find
I have a cell phone cover, but I really don't, to be honest, I don't feel that cell phone covers are very effective, because the signal has to find somewhere to come out through, and so it'll just come out more in that direction. If you can not expose yourself to the area it's coming out of effectively, then it can be helpful. But, you know, you just do whatever you can do. Go ahead.
Do you think the walking out in nature helps you at all?
Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely, Kathy. You are on it. Very important. There's a book called Earthing. It's a wonderful book. And absolutely, grounding in nature is super important. You know, it's tree huggers. It's not all about hippies. It's about reconnecting with the natural electricity in nature that helps bring us back to harmony and balance. Walking on sand on the beach, walking on earth with bare feet. You don't want to put synthetics between you and the earth. You know, if you have to wear anything, to be something made out of, you know, tweed or hemp or whatever. But ideally, you know, barefoot and that kind of thing, and hugging trees and all of those things. I think for me, you know, floating in the ocean or, you know, in a body of natural water is very, very grounding and harmonizing.
Well, yeah. You know, and it's good to hug trees for more reasons than, you know, trees can ground you too.
Yeah, exactly.
I call it mutually beneficial. You give them energy and they'll send you energy back and bring you much joy. Wow. Well, you've certainly have been an eye opener. And I've got to ask you really, really quick, and this is totally nothing to do with what we're talking about. One of my projects is, and I've been talking about on the radio show, is about immigrants and, you know, immigrants in prison, and actually 10 pals to four immigrants in New Jersey. And one of the things they're looking for, and I'm putting it out to you, if you know anybody that's got any books, soft cover in Spanish.
Any what in Spanish?
Soft cover, soft. Any Spanish books.
Oh, books in Spanish, Spanish books.
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so, I'll look into that. I work with a group called Al Otro Lado, which is a group that's supporting, providing some legal support primarily to migrants that are like at the border in Tijuana. And, you know, and we do a lot of volunteer stuff. You know, one group that has been really helpful has been Code Pink, actually. But there's a number of groups out there that have been, you know, doing these donations of things. But I can definitely look into that for you.
Oh, sweet. Well, thank you very much for coming on. And really, it's been an eye opener. I really didn't know how everything was so interconnected.
Yeah. You know, and I'm writing down Spanish speaking books. It's true in terms of this whole wireless network, et cetera, and this matrix that this is the kind of the finishing grip of. But it's also true, as I think you know, of like just about any issue you look at, any major problem you look at systemically, there's like a corporate interest, a profit interest behind it. It's really gotten to that point. Until we can get money out of politics and make this about, you know, human beings and sharing and caring and building communities and teaching people how to, you know, connect and love again, you know, we're fried. And why fry? Why fry?
Right. So you said you belong to a group, and can you give everybody the name of the group in case they want to help?
Sure. Yes, I'm a 5G Free California and 5G Free Topanga and beyond. You can find the page 5G Free California on Facebook. Also, the group 5G Free Topanga and Beyond on Facebook. You can also go to our website, which is 5G Free Topanga.org. I think that should get you there. And I do recommend 5gcrisis.com as a really good source of you know, connecting if you want to start a group locally or find out if people are already organizing in your area. And it gives you lots of tools, toolkits, and weekly actions and things like that to get you started. We found that to be really helpful. So hopefully more groups will form, and those who are listening to the show will feel sufficiently motivated to try to find out what's happening in their community. I'm hopeful of that. Thank you so much. And thanks, Kathy, for having me.
Oh, you're awesome. And, you know, you're one of my favorite activists because, you know, you walk the talk. You're out there protesting. You're out there doing work. You're out there making change. And maybe we can do another show on what you're doing with the immigrants.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I haven't. Sadly, I have not been as personally active since early to mid-January, just because I've been so busy working on this 5G project, just because it's, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it's time sensitive. So are children's lives, for God's sake, and separating families and putting them in, you know, in ice houses. But, you know, I have just had to choose this battle as something that, you know, I needed to work on right now. You know,
I am like, what direction do you go in? You know, it's like, pick a direction. There's so much chaos out there.
There really is, and it's very easy to, I mean, we're already running around in 10,000 directions and treading our wheels or whatever. It's difficult to grapple with it. It's easy to get spread too thin and not be effective anywhere. What I like to tell people is pick something that you really feel passionate about, that you really care about, that really like bothers you or you really want to help, and just find out what a next step would be. Just take a next step, whatever that next step is for you. Because God knows we need a lot more people in this. Like, I do get tired of people saying, thank you so much. I'm not really an activist, but thank you so much for being out there. You're standing for me too. I get mad. I'm like, I cannot possibly stand for you. And when I go to a protest, like for instance, about immigrant rights, okay, and I go and there's 100 people there, and they say, you're standing for me. I'm like, well, if I was standing for all of the people that want me to be standing for them, you know how many people we'd have here? We'd have enough to really make a strong showing, but we don't. We just have the same group of us marching around in circles. And it really is important that we need you.
I agree. That's really good advice.
Yeah, but otherwise it's too overwhelming and you don't do anything and then you just feel bad about it. And that just becomes a part of the cycle. I say do something, okay? And the only way that can happen is by just biting off one little piece and just getting started with that. And you know what? You may feel a lot better. For me, it's the best antidepressant anywhere because it doesn't make you sick or have side effects. And it makes you feel a lot better about things because even if the world is crappy and that's depressing all by itself, the fact that you're some piece of the solution really does help you to, you know, feel better about your relationship to it all.
I agree with you. Well said. And we will be in touch. I have a few things that I'll toss out at you and maybe you can help me with.
By the way, I also have tremendous respect for you as an activist. You have a long history as well, and it's always a pleasure to collaborate with you.
Oh, mutually beneficial. You're a dear friend. So we're going to call it a night. Thank you, guys. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite show on UPR Radio. And this is Friday, October 18th, 2019. And we will see you next week, same time, and a different show. Good night, Julie. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Kathy.